Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Let's head to the phone lines right now to be joined by Matt Evans of Channel 9 News. He has been all over this Missouri special session. Matt, how you doing, my man?
I'm good. It's a Friday. It's not a bad day outside. I just got off the golf course. I can't complain.
Matt, let me ask you this question, because I'm guessing you've done a lot of great things in your career. Where does Coming on the Drive rank?
Oh, it's got to be top five, at least. You know, it's not quite flying with the Blue Angels, but it is. I mean, it's up there.
I don't know why you had to say it like that, because like now I feel kind of silly asking you the question. You really trying to flex your resume now. You didn't have to do that.
Hey, you asked that answer.
All right, so let's start with this. What is the number one thing that the public needs to know about this Missouri special session? Let's say that somebody was unaware that this was even going on, and they are just finding out about this in the last 24 hours. What should the average Missouri resident need to know about this?
Well, basically, it means Missouri is finally answering what Kansas tried to do last year with the stadium. So the special session is not completely over, but that stadium bill has cleared its biggest hurdle by far in the Missouri State Senate. It's heading to the House on Monday, but the House overwhelmingly passed a very similar proposal just a few weeks ago in late May. So they're probably going to send it on to the governor's desk. This was Governor Kehoe's plan in the first place. He'll put his signature on it and likely sign it into law. And what this means is that Missouri is going to have what the teams have called a viable offer before that June 30th deadline that Kansas had. You may remember last year, Kansas put up that big Star Bonds package, up to 70% of a new stadium for the Chiefs or Royals. Come on over to the Kansas side of the state line. The Sunflower State's looking great. And then for pretty much a year after that, it was crickets from the Missouri side, and people were getting frustrated. And this is essentially Missouri's response to Kansas's pitch to the teams. And hearing from team representatives on Tuesday during a Senate committee hearing, both the Royals and the Chiefs said that while maybe the numbers aren't quite as sweet on the Missouri side, the bill in Missouri would pay for up to 50% of stadiums. Both have said that this is a proposal that could work for them and could keep them both in the Show Me State.
Matt, what changed? Because there obviously was strong opposition to this just 3 weeks ago that they needed this special session in order to get this passed. What changed to get this through?
Well, this still wasn't a slam dunk. I mean, it eked through the Senate. You need 18 votes in the Senate to pass a bill. This got 19. So, I mean, it was not a slam dunk by any means. There's a lot of things that were at work in the Senate during this special session. There was storm relief funding for victims in St. Louis. There was capital improvement projects across the state. There were all these things that both Democrats and Republicans wanted in order to also vote for the stadium bill. And we saw on Wednesday, the Senate was supposed to go in at 10 o'clock in the morning. They didn't go in until 5 p.m. because all day there was behind the scenes negotiating between senators and the governor's office. And I'll say this, this is a huge win for Governor Mike Kehoe. He is a businessman by trade, and he worked this deal and did what he had to do to get the votes to get it across, because late in the afternoon, he amended his call for a special session to allow some of these other issues that senators wanted to be also passed during this special session. And that probably got him the votes that he needed to get this over the finish line. So there are a whole lot of deal making happening pretty much all the way until the overnight hours, because even then there was a filibuster when this thing was brought up over property tax relief. And then eventually that filibuster broke, and about 2:30 in the morning, they wound up passing the bill. But again, it was still a very, very close vote. So really what changed was that there was enough other things out there to get enough Republicans and Democrats to want to vote for this thing, because 10 Republicans and 3 Democrats voted against it. So it was not along party lines by any means.
Right now, we're talking to Matt Evans, learning more about the Missouri special session. It looks like they are going to pass the bill to help fund the stadium. All right, let's start with this, and then we'll dive individually more into one of the two teams. Which team do you think this bill is better for? Do you think this is better for the Chiefs, or do you think this is better for the Royals?
That's a good question. I think it's good for both of them, but maybe better for the Chiefs, because we heard from the teams that they still need local funding, and that this bill includes that too. Like, there still needs to be another vote. A lot of people aren't talking about that, but there still needs to be a vote, whether that's this November or next year. Another vote of the people is going to be required for both of these teams, and it's going to be a lot easier for the Chiefs to get a vote done in Jackson County than the Royals. We just know that. And we also learned a lot more about the Chiefs' plans at Arrowhead Stadium. We learned that they would spend $1.15 billion with a B to renovate Arrowhead Stadium. Also, the Chiefs' lobbyist said, you know, the deal might not be as good in Missouri. The numbers might not be there, but no stadium is ever going to be like Arrowhead. He admitted that if they go to Kansas, it'll be a domed stadium. He admitted it'll never be the loudest stadium in the world again. It's clear that the Chiefs love Arrowhead, and they want to try and see if they can make that work. As far as the Royals are concerned, I think it's still a potential good deal for them if they're going to wind up downtown or in Clay County. That's the big question. And again, a public vote is going to be needed, and we saw what happened with the last public vote, which had the Chiefs attached to it too, but a lot of people were really caught up in the Royals' plans of all of that. And then they've polled it out in Clay County as well, and there's been different polls done, and some of those aren't as good as others. So, I mean, I think if the Chiefs are looking at this, they love Arrowhead. This gives them a very clear, easier path to stay there than it was before.
So let's start with the Royals. Do you see a scenario in which the Royals can get a new stadium in Missouri without this having to go to a vote? Because I think you and I agree, and maybe you disagree, where if the Chiefs and Clark Hunt put a really good renovation plan on the ballot for Jackson County in November, I believe that would pass. I'm not really sure if Jackson County is going to vote to give the Royals any money for this thing, so they're going to have to push this through without a public vote. Do you see a scenario in which the Royals get a new stadium in downtown or Washington Square Park without this having to go to a vote?
Potentially. I mean, you could potentially find a way in the county and the city coffers to put up some money. So the way this Missouri bill works, right, it says that there still needs to be significant local funding. Now, it doesn't spell out exactly what that means. So if that's a sales tax, if that's bonds, I don't know. It could be potentially there could be a path there. The Royals lobbyist was not as clear about that. The Chiefs lobbyist was very clear. We're still going to ask Jackson County taxpayers for a vote, and whether that's a full 3/8 cents or maybe they knock it down a little bit. I don't know. But the Chiefs lobbyist is very clear. We're still going to need a public vote if we're going to stay. The Royals lobbyist was not as clear because they still haven't chosen exactly where they want to go. But I do agree. I think if the Royals have another vote in Jackson County, it's going to be tough to pass. I think the Chiefs vote could probably get done. A Royals vote in Clay County isn't exactly a slam dunk either. So, you know, we'll have to see exactly where they choose. And exactly what the county and the city can offer. And if there's a way to get this done without a public vote, they're going to take it.
One reason why I voted yes the last time that this bill came up, a lot of it was due to the fact of, I live in Missouri, so I don't want the teams to move to Kansas, but it's not the worst thing if they move to Kansas. Another reason is why I believe that sales tax, I believe we're always going to pay it. I believe what's going to happen if the Chiefs stay on the Missouri side is coming up in November or whenever that vote was going to be, that Clark Hunt is just going to simply ask us to give all of that money to him and no longer split it with the Royals. To me, that seems to be the only way to keep the Chiefs in their current structure is what we've already been paying in that sales tax that has been split between the two pro teams. I think the Chiefs are not going to take over that tax.
Yeah, I think you're probably right, because the act two is that Arrowhead is a beautiful stadium, but it's getting old, you know. And if at the end of this deal, which would be essentially 30 years, it would be in its 80s, you know. So if you get to that point, all of that money from the public sales tax vote, all that money from the 3-cent sales tax in Jackson County, that does not go to stadium improvements. That goes to maintenance of the facility. It's 20 some million dollars a year for the Chiefs, and it goes strictly to maintenance of the facility. So even with the plans that they rolled out last April, that money would not fund those plans. That money would allow them to find other funding to those plans because they'd have that maintenance fund. So yeah, I mean, the older that building gets, the more money they're going to need to maintain it.
Yeah, I mean, we were talking about this right before you popped on. To me, the question is, do you want Arrowhead to turn into Lambeau? Like, Lambeau is an historic place. People come from around the world to see Lambeau and to be around it because of its history, because of its tradition. Everybody else in the NFL tears down their old stadium and builds a new one. Nothing wrong with that. You've probably been to a lot of these stadiums, and they're beautiful stadiums. This is that crossroad to me with Clark Hunt as now the owner of the team. Hey, if you want Allegiant, if you want SoFi, if you want the beautiful $2 billion stadium, then here is the option to go do it. But if you think this is Fenway, if you think this is Wrigley, if you think it's Lambeau, then this is your time to preserve it and to put the $1.1 billion back into Arrowhead and keep it alive for another 30, 35 years.
You're exactly on the money. And that's exactly what the Chiefs ownership is now weighing, because there are pros and cons to both, right? I mean, the pro to going over the Kansas side, maybe the numbers are better. You get a dome stadium. You have the potential to have Super Bowls, Final Fours, I mean, all sorts of other kind of activity out there in which the ownership can make more money, right? But, I mean, you got to remember, Clark Hunt, he's a big fan of tradition. Lamar Hunt built that stadium. That's the house that Lamar built. And that means something to the Hunt family. So, I mean, you cannot discount that. And we know that they love Arrowhead Stadium. And it is kind of in that talk. Now, maybe it's not Lambeau or Fenway, you know, but I mean, it's up there. You know, it is one of the premier stadiums in the NFL, and I think if you invest in it for another 30 years, it's gonna be in that conversation a lot more. I mean, the shiny stadiums, they're great, right? But what are they going to look like in 30 years? You're going to knock those down in 30 years and build another shiny stadium? You know, we don't know how all that's going to play out too. So I think the ownership right now is trying to weigh those exact two options they have, and they have them both in front of them, and they've got to make a decision by the end of this month.
Right now, we're talking to Matt Evans of Channel 9 News for a couple more minutes. He has been following the Missouri special session that they have put a bill together to help finance stadiums for the Chiefs and the Royals. All right, let's talk about the Chiefs' perspective on this, and we were just getting to it a little bit. Are you looking at a timetable of this potentially being November of when a vote would potentially happen to help pay, I guess, and cover the rest of the renovations?
Yeah, it could be November. It could potentially be April next year. I'm not sure what the timeline is on that, because then you've also got to get the Jackson County legislature involved. They have to put it on the ballot. They have to figure out a whole lot of stuff, too. And we saw what happened last time with that. So, I mean, that's not going to be an easy slam dunk for them either. But, yeah, if the Chiefs decide to stay in Missouri, they've made it very clear that they will go back to the public for another vote. As far as the timing on that, I'm not really sure. It could be late this year, early next year. I would think they would want to get it done earlier, potentially November. But then also, they've talked about as far as timeline for starting those renovations, they want to start in 27 or 28. So it'd be after the World Cup. So they've got a little bit of leeway, a little bit of wiggle room there, depending on what their ultimate plans are.
I do want to go back to maybe more specifics about the two teams, but it feels to me like we are wrapping this thing up. Like, if this is a baseball game, we are heading into the eighth inning of all of this. Is that how you kind of see it? We have the deadline coming up in 24 days on the Kansas side. There's been a bill passed in Missouri. There's been this information on Kansas that's been out there for a year. So this doesn't feel like this conversation is going to drag into training camp, for example. It feels like we're about to wrap this thing up.
I think so. And Kansas has made it very clear that they are not going to extend that Starbonds proposal. So they've had it out there for a year. They've said the teams have had plenty of time to negotiate and talk it over. They're not interested in extending it. So I do think in hearing from both team representatives, they have both said that they will make a decision in the month of June between the Missouri and Kansas plans right now. Now there's also a chance to choose neither and explore other options. I mean, but it's tough. I do think we are nearing the end of it. And I think there is an awful lot of fatigue out there about exactly what the deal is, where they're going to go. And I think probably most of your listeners would agree, just choose somewhere. All right. You know, we've been talking about this ad nauseum for years now, you know, and I think a lot of people are kind of getting to that point. It's like, okay, let's choose. And I think that time is sooner rather than later.
Right now, we're talking to Matt Evans here for a couple more minutes. All right, let's start with the Royals. If you had to guess, what do you think the Royals want to do? Because the Royals, from the very, very beginning, the Royals have been very clear on we want a downtown stadium. Now they're out purchasing land on 119th and all. They're talking to Clay County. Neither one of those things are in downtown Kansas City. What do you think the John Sherman and the Royals ownership group, what do you think they want to do?
I don't even know anymore. I really don't. That's the million-dollar question. I think they're still trying to figure that out too, because they're trying to weigh all these different options. They're trying to position themselves in several different locations, and they've always kind of had three or four locations they've been bouncing around ever since the start of this. You know, I mean, back when all this was started, when you mentioned downtown baseball, you thought the East Village location was the spot. Then there was the Crossroads location. Now it's Washington Square Park. I mean, they've bounced around three times just in downtown. And then the Clay County proposal is interesting because you're not in downtown, but you're not too far from downtown either. So you kind of get a little bit of that downtown.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Vibe from that Clay County, that North Kansas City location. And then the Kansas side, obviously, with up to 70%. For paying for a stadium, that's not an offer they can ignore either. So I think that they are still trying to figure all of that out too. I don't know exactly what they want. And I don't know if they know exactly what they want right now either.
I was going to ask you that same question about the Chiefs, where the Chiefs, to me, it seems like much more of a 50-50. Like, the Chiefs have a legitimate dilemma. I could certainly understand, as an organization that has shown they're not just in the football business, they're in the festival business, they're in the concert business, the Chiefs are turning their facility into more than just a football place. Well, one option gives you a full option of everything that you can do, and the other option comes down to preserving that history that you and I were talking about. I asked you that question about the Royals. What do you think, Clark Hunt, what do you think the Chiefs want to do?
That's a good question too. I mean, it's almost a bit of a coin flip, because you mentioned that both are good options for different reasons, right? There's the history, there's the lore of Arrowhead Stadium. It's the loudest stadium in the world. There's never going to be another one like it. But also on the Kansas side of the state line, if you build Dome Stadium, you have all of those other opportunities for festivals and concerts and Final Four, Super Bowls, what may have you. So I think that the Chiefs' decision, almost in a way, is it's clearer, but it might be even more difficult, because they're trying to weigh these two paths, and whatever path they choose is the path they're going down for at least the next 30 years. I mean, this is a big decision for the organization, for the Metro, and it's one that they're trying to figure out right now, is which one offers them as an organization the best path forward. Because once you make this decision and you go down that road, it's not like, oh, well, never mind. Actually, we changed our mind. We want to move back to Arrowhead. It'll be gone. You know, so I think that that's a really, really difficult decision for the Chiefs, and two very distinct roads. And which one is the right one for Clark Hunt and the Chiefs as a whole, that's going to be up to them.
Last thing, Matt, and I'll get you out of here with this. During one of the special session meetings, one of the Missouri senators said that the Royals were approached by Salt Lake City and Nashville to potentially move there.
Yep. That, and we have heard that for a while now. I mean, you probably remember after the vote went down in April, Nashville was almost immediately floated. And I do think that there are cities out there that are putting their at least feelers out for both teams, because if there's an NBA or NHL or WNBA team that's up for grabs, do you think Mayor Quentin Lucas doesn't want to say, hey, Kansas City could be your home? These franchises, these organizations are huge economic drivers, and they are huge as far as the reach for Kansas City. That's a lot of what we heard in that Senate debate is all these primetime games. It's Kansas City, Kansas City, Kansas City. People know Kansas City worldwide now because of the Kansas City Chiefs. So, I mean, when you talk about the name recognition of our area, having these teams is a huge boost. And if you're an area without an NFL or an MLB team, and you hear that there could potentially be one up for grabs, I think you're making at least a phone call and saying, hey, you know, if it doesn't work out where you're at, here's what we have to offer to.
That is Matt Evans joining us on the show today. Matt, what is your favorite Taylor Swift song?
Favorite Taylor Swift song?
Yeah.
Oh, I'm not a Swiftie.
I know you got one, though. You got one.
Okay, let me think. This is going to go, it's got to go way back. My girlfriend in high school used to listen to Taylor Swift. All American Girl, is that one?
I don't know. That's why I was asking you.
I think something. I don't know. I can't remember.
That is Matt Evans. To be fair, though, that lets you know how long Taylor Swift has been in our lives. Your girlfriend in high school used to listen to Taylor Swift, and she's still just as popular as she's ever been.
I know. It's wild. It's crazy.
That is Matt Evans joining us on the show today. Matt, great stuff, man. I appreciate you.
Thanks, Caden.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Grilling season is in full swing, and Whole Foods Market has the essentials to make summer meals simple, flavorful, and affordable. With great everyday prices across the store, it's easy to build a crowd-pleasing spread without sacrificing quality. The 365 by Whole Foods Market brand offers a wide selection of grilling favorites, like no antibiotics ever chicken thighs, ground beef, wild-caught salmon burgers, and uncured hot dogs. There are also plenty of sides to choose from, including organic salad kits, kettle cooked chips, tortilla chips, and bold zesty salsas. For toppings and marinades, look for organic condiments like no sugar added ketchup and yellow mustard, plus spice rubs and sauces to bring extra flavor. To round things out, pick up sparkling water, organic lemonade, and pints of ice cream, plus organic cake cones for an easy summer dessert. There are so many ways to save on summer grilling favorites at Whole Foods Market.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.